The holiday Boston Pops concerts have been a festive tradition at Boston Symphony Hall since 1973, but this year, conductor Keith Lockhart and members of his reduced-in-size orchestra had to craft a new way to channel the season's spirit without being able to perform for live audiences. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports now, their virtual solution includes a few outdoor video shoots at another iconic Boston venue.
During the 3 to 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, Keith Lockhart and the Pops musicians usually work nonstop, performing about 40 concerts.
I normally just live at the hall for the entire month of December.
Lockhart says the concerts are a tradition not just for the orchestra, but also for thousands of families. So when it became clear that live performances definitely couldn't happen this year, the BSO started planning how and where to record videos for an online Holiday Pops program.
We realized that one of the most important things was preserving that relationship with the nearly 100,000 people who walked through the doors of Symphony Hall in like a 3.5 week period of time.
In the fall, Lockhart says they weren't sure if the musicians, especially the wind and brass players, would be allowed back to film inside their hall. Then another Boston institution stepped up with an idea for an outdoor venue, Fenway Park.
When the Red Sox first offered this to us, I started thinking, wow, iconic space for our Boston fans. It really says Boston. It's instantly recognizable. And it would be a fun place to do some musical things that could be part of what we're offering when the holidays come around. And this was in early October.
The orchestra spent 2 days at the ballpark gathering footage.
We did a wonderful, originally Stan Kenton version of Good King Wenceslas as kind of a fanfare to put at the top of the holiday concert that we've produced that has all of the brass players standing on the top of the Green Monster silhouetted against the Boston skyline, which is really, really cool.
The other musicians played in center field with a masked Lockhart conducting. Some also recorded in the dugout and in front of the scoreboard and grandstand. Red Sox mascot Wally the Green Monster joined the Pops for Must Be Santa, with Lockhart and the orchestra singing along.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
The Fenway sessions marked the first time Lockhart was able to conduct a group of musicians since March.
Felt like a very new experience, even us grizzled veterans. And it was a lot of fun. And one of the things that's been most interesting to me is how joyously the orchestra has reassembled.
Lockhart says a collective feeling of gratitude carried through when they were able to record inside Symphony Hall. There was a long list of protocols, including that aerosol-producing players needed to be 10 feet apart. The new performances have been edited together with footage from the past to create a holiday mix. Lockhart hopes the on-demand show will lift the audience's spirits, as well as the musicians. He says not being able to play together for 6 months has been hard for career performers who've spent their lives on stage.
It's kind of who you are. To take that away or to challenge it is really tough for all of us. So, you know, what we hope with this is that people can at least get some sense of the energy and what they would have received from us if we were able to give it to them in person.
Their goal, Lockhart says, is to channel a feeling of comfort, celebration, and community.
Which is a very, very hard thing to make people feel these days when we're all so terribly separated. And I think we have a concert that does that.
Lockhart says he's been holding on to a vision of audiences everywhere, standing with their loved ones around their TVs or computers, singing along to the holiday pops with cups of eggnog in their hands. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.